be a time that I'll be able to use some of that and need to use some of it. But if I die before I need to use that here on this earth, I won't use a dollar of it, because I cannot take a cent of it with me to heaven. But I have a wife, and I can take her with me to heaven. And I have four children. I can take them with me. something about God that's different from everything else. I don't understand how anybody who believes in God would fail to at least try to have respect for Him. That includes respect in a service such as this. When we come together and we're worshiping like this, a period of time that we're together worshiping God, every young person needs to understand and be taught to understand. To respect. our younger generation have with respect for self. And although I put at the head of the list tonight respect for God and His Word, this may be where the real respect starts, because we may have to learn to respect self before we can really learn to respect God and His Word as we should. If we can get our young ladies to have respect for cleanliness and purity, and our young men to have respect for cleanliness and purity of body and mind, and to realize the kind of relationships that have God's approval and the kind that violate His will. A part of that self-respect is tied to respecting the laws of nature. If you respect your body and your mind as you should, you're going to respect the laws of nature, and there's the laws of nature that work, no matter who's involved. And Paul says to the Galatians in chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, don't be deceived. You're going to reap what you sow. And young folks, if you don't have respect for your bodies, you put into those bodies things that will harm them, tear down brain cells, bring about disease, and you allow your body to be involved in relationships that are reserved for husbands and wives, you violate the principle of purity that's talked about here, and open up your life again to disease and problems that are not wanted. I think you understand what I'm talking about. Somehow or other, we've got to get our younger generation, all of us. In fact, let me just say this. There's not a thing I'm saying to the younger generation about that doesn't apply to all of us, but we're especially interested in them. And when we talk about respect, number one, respect God and His Word. Number two, respect moral principles. Number three, respect yourself, especially respect the purity of your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's another type of respect that's mentioned here. I'm not going to dwell on it tonight because this is the one that we usually talk about the most, and that's respect for parents. In fact, if we went on to the first two verses of the fifth chapter and just continued to read where we stopped in our text tonight, it would talk about looking at the older people as fathers and the younger, older men as fathers and the older women as mothers and the younger men as brothers and the younger women as sisters. In other words, having respect for everybody, especially in Ephesians 6, respect for our parents. And this is needed so much. In fact, it's one of the commandments that has a special reward with it. If you honor your parents and you obey them, he says that your life will be long. In fact, there are two rewards, and it will be well with you on this earth. Respect for parents, and that magnifies into respect for authority. With the teachers, with the policemen that's out on the street, with those who have the rule over us, just respect for those who are over us, who have authority. And we don't have time to go into it tonight, young folks, but authority means more than just restriction. It carries with it a responsibility of provision and protection and leadership. And somehow or other, we've got to teach our younger folks to have respect in that sense. But many times when we preachers preach on this subject, we preach what we just preached and we stop. I believe that there is a need tonight to ask for some respect for our youth, as well as respect by our youth. It's a two-way street. In the husband-wife relationship, there's a two-way street, and it's not difficult for a husband to love his wife as his own body if she respects him like she should. And it's not hard for her to respect him as the leader in her family if he loves her as he should. When you have both of them in place, either is easy. And I think it's true in the association between the two generations. We talk about the generation gap. It's got to go in both directions. Let me suggest to you two or three things tonight that those of us that are a bit older need to think about as we have respect for our youth. We tell them the kind of respect they need to have. There's a respect that we need to have for them. Number one, it is indicated that we need to respect their value and how important they are even as examples. Usually, when we're talking about examples, we're talking about the older generation setting the right kind of example for the younger generation. But
specifics are different. And especially the speed with which our younger generation is bombarded with the temptations. Back when some of us were children, things could happen on the other side of the world and we didn't hear about it for several days. And today, within a few seconds, we know what's happening on the other side of the world. Not only the good things that are happening, but the bad things that are happening. And our young folks are bombarded with a series of temptations, alike in time, but not in the amount and the way. We need to respect that. And we need to let them know that we understand some of the things that they are facing. And I'm not for sure that this is right English-wise, but some of the things that they're up against on a day-to-day basis. I believe we also need to respect our younger generation in the sense that we realize that they are involved in the learning process. Oh, yes, all of us are to some extent, and I hope we'll always be. One of the problems that we have, if we're not careful, is we expect our children to act like adults. And they're not adults. We assume sometimes that they know automatically what we have learned over a period of years, and they don't know. Because they are in the learning process. I like the way it is said here in this passage as he talks about in verse 19, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Reading from the New King James Version, that your progress may be evident to all. I believe we as parents and those of us that work with young people have got to respect this approach of progress and realize that it's going to take some time and not expect too much too soon of our younger generation as they grow up. Maybe that will help us to appreciate the levels of progress that we see. One of the things that I have noticed through the years, especially as I tried to be a good father to our children, is that there is a tendency to concentrate on one bad thing and overlook all the good things. I try to get this across to our children to help them to understand that if there is a disagreement on one thing, it doesn't mean we don't appreciate other things. But sometimes we as parents may come across to our younger generation, boy, you make one mistake and you're down. As far as that mistake's concerned, we need to deal with it. We don't want to condone wrong. We want to be helpful. But we need to learn what progress means. And we need to respect our younger generation for the progress that they make. And maybe as we were talking this morning, go far enough to tell them. How long has it been since you as a dad told your son or daughter how much you appreciated them? They make a mistake or they do something wrong, it won't take you long to tell them, will it? And I'm not suggesting you fail to do that. If there's a problem, deal with it. In kindness and love, deal with it. But how long has it been since you said something positive to your son or daughter? We need to respect the progress that has to be there with our younger generation, which means we're going to understand that they need discipline, but that they need it in